Well, as I mentioned to you, we are discussing Black Friday, and we are going to be chatting to our EWN reporter Dominic Majola about the goings-on at our malls, at our various shops, and how exactly has the official day of Black Friday gone. I'd also like to hear from you. What is the hottest deal that you've got, right? I know some people have called into question South Africa's commitment to the true spirit of Black Friday. It's really coming down to the fact that some people believe we should have more discounts on goods. It shouldn't be a week long of 10, 20% off. Give us one day, 70 to 90% off. And we understand that there's going to be chaos at the tills, but hey, do you not think that that would be more worth your while as a consumer? I'd love to hear from you. As I mentioned, Dominic Majola joining us in a moment or so. But alongside this Black Friday and, of course, all of the sales going into the festive season, Massmart workers affiliated with SAKAWU, marching for better salaries and a change in working conditions, they've been undertaking a strike with industrial action over working conditions at various Massmart stores and hoping to disrupt the Black Friday sales. Cyril Dibakwana, the Regional Secretary of the Northern Region in SAKAWU, joins us now. Cyril, good afternoon and welcome to the Afternoon Drive. Cyril, are you with us?
I'm with you, Nicholas.
So I was at the SAKAWU press conference where you announced this indefinite strike at Massmart stores. How have things gone?
No, things are still proceeding as it was stated in the press conference of an indefinite strike. Today we had marches at the national level. Each region of SAKAWU had marches. For instance, in our region, in Northern Region, we had two marches, one in Tshwane and the other one was in Polokwane.
And Cyril, do you think that the employer, Massmart, has heard your calls? Has there been any indication from them that they're going to budge on your demands?
All I can say for now is yes. They had our call from the 19th. I think they had our call. Hence, from the 22nd, the employer approached the union to try and come up with an amicable solution to the strike. All I can not inform you is that the engagement or the talks have not collapsed. We met as a union, a delegation of the union with the employer until yesterday, and we'll be meeting again on Monday at 2 o'clock because they requested to go and seek it. A mandate from the exco of the company.
Cyril, you also, in that press conference, denounced a consumer boycott, saying that everybody taking part in the strike will try and encourage consumers to stay away from Massmart stores during the festive season and while the industrial action is ongoing. I've driven past a couple of these Massmart stores, Macro, Game, and the like, and it looks as though people are going out there about their business regardless. Is it fair to say that the consumer boycott's a failure?
That's from your perspective or the way you see things. But the workers on the ground will tell you, especially in your builders, warehouses, and macros, they will tell you, and I also managed to go to some of the stores in my region. The numbers of customers who used to buy, especially at this time of the year, they have declined quite dramatically. For an instance, on the 22nd, on Monday, the 22nd of November, which is a Monday before the Black Friday, normally the store, and that's the major store in Tshwane, Pretoria, that's vulnerable macro, you wouldn't even get one single parking bay. But on Monday, the parking bay was down. There were no cars. The customers were not at what the employer, what the company would have expected. And I can't say the figures, but the report I've received is that for just over 3 days, that is the 19th, 20th, and 21st, the company has lost quite a lot of money. That tells us that the consumer boycott really works and is effective.
Well, I suppose that just waits and remains to be seen whether or not it is effective. Are you still confident that you'll get your get what you want from Massmart? You said that their executive is meeting to mull over your demands. You're saying the consumer boycott continues. What hopes do you have of wrapping up this industrial action anytime soon with your demands met?
We are hopeful that the response after the EXCO meeting on Monday at 2 o'clock, we are hopeful as a union that the company would at least put an offer that would be favorable to our members.
Well,
we are hopeful as that comes.
As the old journalism adage goes, time will tell. Cyril Dibakwane, Regional Secretary of the Northern Region of SAKAWU. And anybody listening right now, have you listened to SAKAWU's calls? Have you been convinced to stay away from Massmart stores, take part in the consumer boycott? I'm not saying that I don't feel for worker solidarity. I'm just saying that perhaps those calls have largely fallen on deaf ears. Hopefully speak to Dominic Majola during the course of the program to find out how Black Friday's gone. But I want to find out from you. Have you managed to, I don't know, score a good deal that nobody else knows about? What have you spent your bucks on? Or are you too cash-strapped to think of anything about Black Friday? Give us a call, 011-883-0702. Look forward to hearing from you. It's the Afternoon Drive with Nikolaus Bauer.